and turning, the widening giant. The falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart. The center cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosened upon the world.
Monster that lurks inside, we can't hide, not enough to divide. Fall of too much pride, can't blame me, try. Application denied, had to stand up on my own, let's ride. Seems so simple, just a fist to seize, cause so much need. I cough and bleed, I all succeed, we have to feed, but my lack of chi is sapping me. This didn't have to be. The inaccuracies, I'm desperate. Please leave the rest for me. You made a mess of me, got the best of me. All I got is this cross and the words of Moss. Absurd but smart, the furthest part. It's the part that I need. The iron is lost. Top. That's an avatar and a gallant one. What shall be done? Should I stay or run? How you tax my knees? I shouldn't pay a one. No water, no air, no medical care. No truth in here, no roof repair. The rain came in, my youth despair. Like then a hurricane came, I'm stripped to flesh. So I called my brother in Bangladesh. I called my sister in Fallujah. She hallucinates, I elucidate. But she knew her fate, the same as mine. Drowning poverty river, it's a matter of time. A man I only knew extends his oar. It's already too late, I transformed the dark four.
Now that's a strange statement to make because the world is all messed up. The nation is sick. Trouble is in the land. Confusion all around. That's a strange statement. But I know somehow that only when it is dark enough can you see the stars. I see God working in this period of the 20th century in a way that men in some strange way are responding. Something is happening in our world. The masses of people are rising up, and wherever they are assembled today, whether they are in Johannesburg, South Africa, Nairobi, Kenya, Accra, Ghana, New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi, or Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same. We want to be free. Another reason that I'm happy to live in this period is that we have been forced to a point where we're going to have to grapple with the problems that men have been trying to grapple with through history, but the demands didn't force them to do it. Survival demands that we grapple with them. Men for years now have been talking about war and peace. Now, no longer can they just talk about it. It is no longer the choice between violence and nonviolence in this world. It's nonviolence or non-existence. That is where we are today.